Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-hosts, Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, my friend. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're learning a lot.
It is. We are. I mean, it's, and we wouldn't be able to do this without our major sponsor is Cornerstone Mortgage, which is not only my employer, but they are the best mortgage lender in the St. Louis area.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So love that. I'm proud to be a part of them. And also want to welcome back to the air. We have Ryan Leach. We are talking about the stress of buying a home. Okay, mm-hmm. And Ryan is actually in the middle of buying a home right now. So welcome back, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
He still has hair.
I was,
and pulled it all out.
Did you read
exactly
my mind?
What I was saying? I'm like, he's still got some hair up there.
No, don't put that bad karma on me.
Yeah, that hair is going to stay
bald
in.
Yes.
But it was great. A few weeks ago, I was able to stop and see Doug at his new office over at Cornerstone. It was really cool. You walk in through the front lobby, elevator, go up one set of floor, mm-hmm. elevator opens on the other side. I felt like I was in a James Bond movie.
Yeah, it does kind of feel
I was
that
there
way.
Too. It's awesome, man. And then their screen is
there. What's the first thing you saw when you came in?
Oh, I saw just the great your receptionist there. You had all the screens. It was fantastic.
Yeah, name on the welcome
His
board.
Name and lights.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and one of the things, Ryan, I think that seems to come up with people is the estimates that lenders will give are sometimes very unrealistic on what the actual numbers are going to be. Mm-hmm. And you and I had a conversation about this because I've actually lost loans before because I'll give a realistic estimate and some other lender will give some lowball estimate that's not realistic. And then people find out the hard way when they get to closing and they have more money to come into closing or their interest rate's not correct.
Right.
And I just don't think they're doing it justice with by doing that. And you see the same thing with the online calculators too, where it just misses major pieces of the puzzle.
Right.
And that was part of my initial stress was that how much money am I really going to be putting out each week or each month and fitting that into our planned debt strategy. And mm-hmm. last time I was here, I talked about finding that new normal. And essentially, I have to find that new normal again to come in to this new payment with the specific taxes and insurance, different things like that.
So. Well, taxes is one of those areas that does get underestimated for a lot of people. Fortunately, when you're looking at properties, you can see the specific taxes on that property. But the ratio of how much the taxes are goes up and up as a percent of your property value.
Mm-hmm. And you brought something up when we were talking about it in the car was how PMI actually is based on your credit score.
Right.
And there's really no way to know until you've pulled your credit and all that.
Right. The online calculator they don't know what your PMI is going to be. Now, on an FHA loan, it's going to be fixed no matter what your score. But on a conventional loan, it's going to definitely vary by your credit score. It's going to vary by your loan to value, which means how much money you're putting down.
Right.
So those online calculators are just such a guesstimate and typically a lowball.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so, when I first started looking into all this, right now, everything you're talking about, I understand. I get what PMI is. We sat down. We talked about it. When I first started, you're speaking an alien language to me.
Sure.
I had no clue. And even that itself can cause the stress, not understanding all of the different terminology.
Well, unfortunately, at Cornerstone Mortgage, there's a culture of education where all the loan officers at Cornerstone are extremely experienced. They don't hire new people into the business. As loan officers, they have to be experienced with a really good book of business, and they know how to educate their clients. So any Cornerstone office across the metro area or even across the several states where we have Cornerstone offices, people get a really good result whenever they go there for their mortgage.
So how do they contact you, Doug, if they want to talk to you about this process?
All right, so anybody that wants to talk to me directly about the process, reach out to me, 314-472-DOUG. It's 314-472-DOUG. You could call me, you can text me, and we can set up an appointment for any time early in the week, and let's definitely have a conversation about your personal situation.
All right, insert evil laugh, and let's hear about the male and female perspectives.
Yeah, so Ryan, we have to hear about this because when you're looking at a house, I mean, the man and the woman have very different ideas about what's important to them.
So what was your perception about the house, about buying a house? What was important to you?
Well, first and foremost, to me, it was sticking to that debt strategy and getting those numbers correct and securing the home itself. I'm not talking about just the money aspect, but physical location, making sure that, hey, we've changed the locks on the doors. I told that to my wife as the first thing that we need to do when we buy the house. It was like she had no idea that was even an idea. It wasn't even on her radar.
She was already painting.
I closed some buyers a few months ago, and you know what the first thing they wanted to do was?
What?
Change out all the toilets.
Whoa.
They were not going to use the toilets that someone else had sat on.
Okay, well.
That was the first.
You know.
All right, I'll drop the $10 and get a new toilet seat.
Yeah, I'd rather put the whole thing. And if you don't change the locks first, then somebody may break in and sit on your toilet. So
that's not good.
So it's better to do the lock first.
Yeah, locks first, then toilet. Got it. Check.
And, you know, even though my wife isn't able to be here today, she's absolutely fantastic. I couldn't, you know, be with anyone else, and I'm sure that, you know, she's a saint for putting up with me so much.
Amen.
I get that a lot at my house.
Same here.
Well, from a male perspective, Tom, you can relate to this, that you know, we care about the garage. We care about the basement. We want concrete under our feet. we care about anything with concrete,
like
which would be
it,
the
sure.
garage and the basement.
Manly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we want the structure of the home, the
sure.
manly things.
Right.
I mean, when it comes to the female perspective.
I don't know if I'm the best one for this one, but I'm going to go with the traditional answer of, like, what I can do to make it a home, probably.
Right, the nesting instinct that the mom has, that the female has.
Now,
that feminine
my
polarity.
Nesting is building a wall or, you know, something else.
Well,
maybe,
I come home in our house, and you've changed out 3 or 4 light fixtures from the last time I was home.
Yeah, I did.
Man, Tammy, you rule.
Yeah, she does rule. Well, and you think about most women, Ryan, was this important for your wife? Was, you know, the kitchens, the bathrooms, those are a big deal to them.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, and I tease her a little bit. I'll say, you know, honey, we have to make sure that we're able to take care of this house and, you know, fix it up. And thankfully, we were able to buy a house that's practically move-in ready.
That's good.
But I'll tease her and say, oh, no, honey, you're just going to fill this place up with stuff. You don't have to worry about any of the big stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's usually when I get hit.
Atta boy.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage. And Ryan, you're 10 days away from closing. And how much thought have you put into the things that are going to happen to you after closing? Or even at closing?
Well, Doug, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I am completely scared out of my mind because I have no idea what to do. I feel like a middle schooler at my first first dance with a girl. What do I do? Do I actually bridge the gap and actually walk across the gym? What do I do? When I go to closing, am I going to your office? Am I going to the house?
No eye contact.
Right. What am I supposed to do? Do I bring money? Do I bring, you know, precious gems? How does this work?
Right. So fortunately, you don't have to roll up all your pennies. You don't have to do any of that, and that's where we've worked out that process to make it so seamless and very easy that each step of the process ends up getting laid out in front of you right when you need to know it. Because if you have too many details laid out in front of you, then you probably are going to forget some of the key ones. And when it comes to closing, you're going to bring a cashier's check to closing. Purchase transactions are typically closed at the title company. So in all transactions in Missouri and Illinois, we'll end up closing at title companies. And, you know, they make it very, very easy, and I'll be at your closing too. So I'll usually actually go through the closing paperwork.
That'll help, Dan.
Yeah. That way there's nothing that's left undone. And then once you close and you get the keys, and once transaction funds, you get your keys and you're going to go right and change your locks. I know that's going to be one of your first things.
And then the toilets.
Well, then you have to start thinking about, you know, what are you going to spend money on now? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because one of the big no-nos during the loan process is to start any other transactions during the process. You don't go buy your refrigerator if you have to put it on credit. Okay? You don't go buy your furniture in advance if you have to put it on credit, because those are the things that can kill it. They can kill a real estate transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We, you know, it's part of it's called LQIs, Loan Quality Initiative, and this is what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac both require now, is that credit gets pulled right before closing. And if there's anything new on there, it's going to be a problem. Like it has to get explained. So now after closing, you're going to have to do those things. And the big thing I would advise is you need to make a budget and you need to stick to it. Okay, so make a budget for all the things you want to get done in that house, and you have to stick to that budget. Okay, and another thing is I would encourage live in the home for a month or two before you make any major decisions, because once you live in it, your perception is going to be different mm-hmm. than when you're just looking at it for the first time. Tammy,
we waited a year.
Yeah, we did. We waited over a year before we did anything major, mm-hmm. and it's paid off.
Yeah, no.
And you may want to change out your window treatments. You may want a different towel bar or new toilets, like the example mm-hmm. I gave earlier. Wait a little bit to do some of those things, but just make sure that you budget in advance how much mm-hmm. you're going to spend on them, so that you just don't go out of control, and don't do it unless you have the cash to do it. Right. Okay? If you don't have the cash to do it in your budget, do not charge it on your credit cards. Don't run up more debt to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Ryan, is that all ringing home with you?
It is, and you would be so proud of us. Last weekend, we knew that we had to get a new refrigerator for this house, so we went to a scratch and dent, slightly used
smart move,
place for the refrigerator, and we were able to pay cash for this because we've been budgeting and planning, and honestly, we got a $1,500 fridge for about $600.
Nice,
beautiful, man.
Music to my ears. I love it.
Do that.
And even my wife was so thrilled. She wanted, a good atta girl for, hey, look. It was $600, and we put it on the debit card, not the credit card.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so when it comes to your furniture and different furnishings for the house, Tammy, I'll pose this question to you because you've been the master at being able to do that on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some tips on that.
Well, I use Craigslist quite a bit. I'll check that out. I'm not afraid to cut something up or change something or paint it or refinish it or things like that to make it what we want. I just need to know the structure is pretty decent before I go and buy it.
Well, and get things from friends and family,
I mean,
too.
First and foremost, I'll reach out to the family. Even my ex, I'll reach out to him if he has something he's getting rid of. And then my friends and family on Facebook, I'll post, hey, I need blah, blah, blah. I actually almost did that today, so.
I'll say that Facebook to me is one of the hidden mm-hmm. secrets is there's so many things that people have sitting around that may be the exact thing that you need mm-hmm. that before I ever want to go buy something, I'll post it on there and say, hey, mm-hmm. I'm looking for so-and-so.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And somebody be like, oh, bam, I have one that I want to get rid of. So that's where the universe just seems to provide whenever you're ready for it.
It's true. And just not being in a hurry, because you don't actually have to have it right in that second. Being willing to be patient and wait for the deal.
Well said.
That's the key, really.
Very good. Well, Ryan, good stuff, man. I definitely appreciate you coming in. And I don't know if you have any closing thoughts, but I appreciate your business. There are many, many lenders in St. Louis. So I'm always honored when somebody chooses to use me for their mortgage and Cornerstone Mortgage. We do so many thousands of loans, but we're thankful for every one of them that we get, including yours. So thank you very much.
I appreciate that, Doug, and thanks for having me back. And I'm hoping that maybe sometime later on, after we've been living in the house for a month, I can come back and let you know where we're at.
Very good. Well, coming up, we have the 47 easy ways to make your home sell faster.
47
of them.
47 to be exact.
Yes. 47.
You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show, sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.